his friends. This year should be a schus l'li nishmas Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi on his yahrzeit. Going to be doing a tshuva from the great Gaon, Rav Chaim Sofer, great Hungarian posek. He's a tshuvas Machne Chaim. This is in Simen Chai. It's good on the yahrzeit of my Zayde. Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi will do Simen Chai, that he's Chai ba'olam ha'netzach. So this is in the Sefer Machne Chaim of the Gaon Reb Chaim Sofer. And again, Simen Yud Ches. In the first Chelek. That's a very interesting Shaila. Shaila Ish Hayare Asher Chishevim Koneo Al Chatas Ne'urov Asher Chotel Enafsho V'libo V'inov L'Shamayim Nasos Zakos B'tshuva V'hu Mafrish Atzmoy Me'oynas Ishto L'Chadoshim V'hi Mevakeshes Tafkido V'oimeres Aseh Im Koincha Kirtzoincha Aval Al Tigra Milishkot Al Dal Sosei Al Dal Sosei Kepkidas Kol Odom. So this man had sin in his youth. You know, he was in high school, he was a sort of a bummy guy, and he was doing bad stuff. So afterwards, when he got married, as do many people, got older, and he regretted his chatos neurim, he regretted his sins of youth. So what does he do to be mechaper on himself? Following, he doesn't go near his wife for months on end. And his wife said, listen, you want to make kapara with the Rabbanu Shel Olam? That's your business. But what about me? How can you deprive me of my conjugal rights? B'shal ish adinim mi kishir b'nafsho sheshem sone gezel bo'ila. So this man is an Er L'Chayid, and he wants to know who's right. Is my wife right or am I right? Maybe my wife is right. Because maybe it's like stealing from her. God doesn't like that. So answers the great Gaon Machne Chaim. Dor v'zetalia b'plukta mefureshes b'Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Perek Beis. This is talui in a open Yerushalmi in the second Perek of Sanhedrin. It says about David's pilakshim, v'tiyena tzruas adyoy moysan almonos chayos. That David's pilakshim were connected to him, tzruos, as the Mitzvah of David writes. Kshuros mebli hater li nase li ish ad yoy moysan till their deaths. Almanas chayis, they were living almanas because David would not be with them. Riben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yechanan Omar melamit she David mikal osan u'mikashtosan u'machnisam lefanav b'chol yoyim v'oymer li yitzro hara. After Dover Ha'aser Lecha Chayecha She'ani Misavcha Dover Ha'muter Lecha. Dover HaMelech beautified his wives, they looked really good, and then he brought them before him and he said to his Yetzer Hara, you desired something Aser for you, Batsheva. Now I'm going to make you desire something that's mutter. In other words, these palakshim. And you can't go near them. You see that David HaMelech, as a kapara for his aveira, kolomer David chateinu elatoa, we all know, but as I once heard that one Rav said, but still wasn't yeshivish. Right? David had said after when Nassim came to him, he said chatasi. So there was something there. He said, I want to be, you see, this Gemara also. I want to be Mechaper. You're Metayv Dover Asr Lecha. It's interesting, David HaMelech says, Te'avta, you had a Te'avon, Tav Aleph, Beis Tav. Doesn't say that you were over an Isser. But you desired something Asr, so I'm going to make you desire something Mutter. Rabbanan de Kesar in Amrin. The rabbis of Caesarea say, no, Asuras mamish hayu. These ladies were mamish asur. Umakli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot. Asuras lamelech. Klei hamelech shenishtamish bem hedyot. Eino din shi hamelech asur lishtamish bem. Madoch e kli hedyot. Something belonging to a regular person, that a hedyot used them, and that's usher to a king. If it belonged to the king, and a hedyot used it, it's certainly going to be usher to the king. What is this referring to? Because these palakshim had been with a hedyot. Avshalom raped them. So if it's a kli hedyot that a hedyot used them, it's asur lamelech lishtamish bo, like it says there in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, that a melech doesn't do yibum. Klei HaMelech, if it originally belonged to the king and a hedyot used it, certainly going to be asur. So we see that according to Rabbi Yechanan, they were mutter to David because they were raped. Just in order to do tshuva on the chet of Bat Sheva, he was koyfe his yetzer, he was goyder a geder. Kadesh atzmacha b'mutter lach. V'hagam shetziyer l'noshav v'loy nosan lem tafkidom. So even though he caused them tsar and he refused to grant them their conjugal rights, nevertheless he did so in order to do tshuva on his sins. So you're allowed to do that. So that's the first opinion. But according to the rabbis of Caesarea, of Caesarin, of Caesarea, or maybe Caesarea, or some other place, but Gemara calls it Kesarin. They were asur. Asurot hayula, based on the Kal v'chomer mikli hedyot. If a kli hedyot that belongs to a hedyot, the king's not allowed to be with. Certainly, if it originally belonged to the king, and a hedyot was with this woman, she's asur to the king. So you can't learn that you can be memayit onas ishto in order to overcome your Yetzirah in order to have a kapara. So this Shaila is a fascinating question. Is a man allowed to deny his wife her conjugal rights in order to do tshuva? Is really a Yerushalmi. According to one opinion in the Yerushalmi, that's exactly what David HaMelech did. And according to the second opinion in the Yerushalmi, no, David HaMelech was doing something else. They were usher to him. The reason he wasn't with them is because they were usher to him because Avshalom had been with them. Omnam, achar ha'iyun, nirah li, delekule alma asur lema'et be'onata. However, after looking into this more and examining this subject, it would appear to me that everybody holds that you are not allowed to be memayet be'onasa. A man is not allowed to be memayet be'onas ishto in order to atone for his sins. Hagam shirotze lema'et tainug ha'mishgol, lekayim mitzvos esei shel tshuva. He wants to be memayet his pleasure from relations in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva. Zeu mitzvah delay. That's his own mitzvah. What does she care? You have your cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice. But you're meshubah to me for ona. Kefi ma'archot chazal, deshama yarak pilakshei David, asher hema beli kidushin v'ktuba, v'rak b'torat shfachot, Aide sheikhdam le tashmish. Ein Rambam perek dalad melechot melechim alecha dalad ubelecha mishna sham sharich imkein lo nishta bedla. Vaya David yuchal lachmir al atzmo lakuf li yitzro. Aval isha sher mishuabad la leonata az lo yuchal hu lekayem mitzvat tshuva lema'et onata dehavei mitzvah haba'a ba'avera vehu Ola Bigezel Ashir Sanei Hashem. So David HaMelech denied relations, physical, intimate relations to his Pilakshim. He's not Meshubat his Pilakshim for Ona. They were without Kedushin and Ksuba. So he was Miyachidim Latashmish. There was Pilakshim, but he wasn't, they weren't properly married. That's Mutter in the olden days. So them, David HaMelech has a right to deny them relations. That he can do for tshuva. But a woman that you marry, when you marry a woman, you're meshubed. It's a shibud to get married. It's a yoke. Tov legever ki yisa ol b'nu rav. Ol is nesuin. It's a yoke. A man doesn't have a choice. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I want to do tshuva. All these excuses, they don't count. He has a mitzvah. He gets up in the morning. I just don't want to do the tefillin thing today, for whatever reason. No. You're chayv to put on tefillin. He's chayv to do this. And if he doesn't, then it's like the questioner asked. Like maybe it's like stealing a carbon. God doesn't like that. It's a mitzvah baba avera. This is a mitzvah baba avera. He wants to do tshuva. He wants to do the mitzvah. Yeah, but it's an avera. It's denying his wife their rights. David HaMelech is a different case because David HaMelech is pilakshim. He isn't chayiv. He isn't subjugated to them. But a wife, vada, you're subjugated to a wife. You give her a ksuba. Marry her. Kedushin ksuba. Chayiv. Uvezeh yaleh shalhevet hadat behavanat. I like the poetic flourish. And with that, the flame of wisdom will be sparked and elevated. Behavanat evrei tosfot beperek kama digitin. But his now love pilaksho. Chad amar zvuv, v'chad amar nima. So it says that the pelagesh was bezane. What does that mean? It says the Gemara in Kitten, famous kesh pelagesh begiva. One opinion says that he had a fly in his cup. Another opinion says that he found a hair, boso makom, that he didn't like. And Tosis asks, Minalan shalai aznut mamash, how do we know that it wasn't mamiznus? I mean, where are you coming from that you're telling me that it was this, it was that, it was a zvuv, it was a nima? Maybe it was mamiznus. So Tosfos says, you know how we know it wasn't Znus? Because you don't take your Pilakshim back if there's Znus. Because after Avshalom did his dastardly act, David HaMelech didn't take them back. And here he wanted to take her back. And we see by David, Tosfos says that we see by David, that David didn't take the women after they were, his pilakshim back after they were raped. And we see here that after it says Batizne, Vayakam Isha, Vayelech Acharei L'Dabar Aliba, Lashiva V'Naro Imo, V'Tzemet Chamor, V'Tevio Beis Aviyu, Beis Aviyu, Vayareo Avinar, V'Yismach L'Krosso. So here he took her back. So you see that it wasn't Mamish Nus, because if it was Mamish Nus, then he wouldn't have taken her back. And the Raya is that David didn't take his Pilakshim back after they were raped by Avshalom. That's Tosfos. V'divrei Tosfot nifla'im me'od. And Tosfos are a wonder. Very hard to understand Tosfos. Halo eshet Yisrael lo ne'esraim ne'emsa'o pilakshei David anosot ha'yu. V'im kem v'aday lo nesu le'David. אפילו היה דרכם שלא להחזיר פילגש אם זינתה במזיד, אבל על כל פנים פילגשי דוד אנוסות היו, ואם כן על כורחנו אין ראיה מדוד. So, איך קיקו איף טויסוס? קויסוס קיקד אוף מיר, I don't understand טויסוס, I don't understand me, says Reb Chaim Sofer. You bring a ראיה from דוד? How can you bring a ראיה from דוד? They were raped. Since when is a woman who's raped usher to her husband? It's only a coin, an Ashes coin. But an Ashes Yisrael who's raped is an usher to her husband. So if these Pelakshim were raped, why would they be usher to David? So even if a Pelagish is a Surah, when she's Mizana, there's no Raya from David. There's no Raya anything from David. In other words, we want to bring a Raya from David that a Pelagish is a Surah, because that's why David didn't take them back. No. In David's case, they were raped. We're talking here about Znus. There's a Shaila about Znus. If she's Mizana, she has Surah. And Tosfos wants to say, yes, she is. Because look at David. Look at David. His pilakshim were asuras to him. What are you talking about? It was onus. By onus, they're not asuras. It's b'chal not a raya. That if she's mizana, she's asura. Because there it's talking about where they were raped. And they're vaday mutarot. And in fact, this kasha was asked by the parshas Drochim, in Jerushiyat Beis, Dibur Masla Mikan. And he blibes with the Tzarechi and Gadol. He blibes with the Kasha. Ulefi Masha Katafti, Yesh Li Yashev. So Reb Chaim says, I want to say the following Chiddush. V'udachol Bi'ilas Oines Ave Besof Beratzon. Bi'ilas Oines is very often at the end with Ratzon. Today it's not politically correct. Somebody says that in public, then it's over. That's what Chazal say. Maybe times have changed. But in the time of Chazal, it was like that. Ayin k'tubot, tafnun alef, tavu ad Shmuel, oser biyat ones, peshit Yisrael, chutz mitzovachet, turubah aveir beratzon. V'rabba sover, agam de avit pasof beratzon, yetzer al b'shev, v'nechshav l'ones. Says machlokes. If she's a surah, if she isn't screaming. Shmuel says she's a surah, because there's ratzon there. And Rava says, yeah, but it's not her fault, the Ratzon. Because Yetzer al b'shei. You know, after a little while, she started to enjoy it. But that's not her fault. And therefore, it's considered onus. But in the end, you see from the Gemara, there's Ratzon. And we see also in Perek Dalet and Yerushalmi and Sota that there was a woman who was raped, and she asked Rabbi Yechanan if she's permitted to her husband. And in the end, he permitted her, even though she admitted that she had enjoyed it. She says, "Vim yitbal adam etzbo b'dvash v'yitnenu l'tochpiv v'yom ha-kippurim, shem e'en o'ralo, u'basof e'en o'arev lo. K'shetoim dvash ralo, u'magish rash u'achel b'yom kippur. U'basofo sh'davar u'nena, af ani, af api sh'abasof haya li tov, b'atchala ze haya ra." As Rabbi Yochanan itir otah lebaala, but you see, akol panim, this is so that self is beratzen, and this is brought by the Pnei Yoshua and Ksubis Nun Aleph. Vanu samchim al yetzer al b'sharak yan sheish liisha cheskat kashrut shel mizanet beratzon midata. Ken mivuar ba'afla sham rak ma shepuel mabush yetzer ra. אבל בפילגשים זה לא היה בקידושין, ואם כן לקה איסור גבה, ומה שידיעות אסור לבוא פילגש מלך הוא איסור דגברה ולא דידה, אם כן יש בפילגשים חשש, כאשר הזמין אבשלום לעשות הערה, נתרצו לו. So we're so much על יצרה אלבשה. And in the end, the Yetzer took hold of her. Why? Because a woman has a cheskas kashrus. And we assume she's not going to be a mezana baratzin midaita. But a pilegah, she was in bekidushin, there's no issur for her to be with another man. And not that a hedgehog is not allowed to be with the pilegah of a melech is his issur. And issur de gavra, it's not her issur. So therefore there was a chshash in these pilakshim that they had ratzon. And it's not Yitzra al-Bisha, it's not that the Yitzra overcame her. She had ratzon because it wasn't Asir. V'im ken yesh chashash ratzon etzol pilakshei David. Pilakshei David ratzon because it was chashash ratzon. V'shapir hevit tosvot ra'aya lo yadarkam nachzir pilakshim shenzintav ratzon pilakshei David nesharu almanot. According to this, Tosis Raya is a good Raya. Because the Pilakshim have Ratzin, because they're not Asir. Like a married woman is. And therefore, we bring a Raya. Look, David HaMelech didn't take them back because it was Baratzin. So too, this man wouldn't have taken his Pilagish back had she been Mizana Baratzon. And they remained almanas. So there was Ratzon. So Tosis Raya is a correct Raya. Seems that even though there's no Isser, but now the husband's not allowed to take, the man is not allowed to take the Pilagish back. And that's a Raya that she wasn't Mamish Mizana, this woman. And therefore Chazal found other things that happened. Zvuv Matza, Nima Matza, but it's not Mamish Nus, because if it was Mamish Nus, then he wouldn't have tried to take her back. Because once she's Mizana, you can't take her back. And we see that by David. By David it's rape. No, it wasn't. Because since there's no Isser, so there was Ratzon. Ve'osif nofech, the b'shar eshet Yisrael, asher abal meshuabad la, samchin al cheskat eker, eheter, v'cheskat kashrut. V'yefshar lafsid mimena shi'abuda, ki im be'idut gamur, ki ha'ikar ki ma'ala ma'al b'isha. Ve'afil im savra shemutar liznot, v'laka bo avera, asura da kopani ma'ala ma'al b'isha, shizinta tachtav. Ha'in betaz yored yasi man tzaditet, b'shem ha'marik. V'im ken tchilato bonus v'sofa b'ratzon, muteret. כיוון דייצרה על בשעה לקמל בבעילה, כי הטבע גרם שתתווה לו, ואינו מילה בבעלה. אבל בפילגש דין כאן שיעבוד עליו, דין כאן קידושין, אז מי יחוף לבול אותה? הלא רוב מזנות בסוף ברצון, וכי זנתה ברצון היה מנה גם שלא לבול עוד פילגשים. ולכן החמיר דוד זה, וכן החמיר דוד. זה ספרת רבנו תם. So I'm going to add that by, says Reb Chaim, that Bishar Eish is Yisrael, if the husband is Meshubid, we're Samech and the Cheskas Heter, we're Samech and the Cheskas Kashrus. And you can't be Mafsid, you can't cause her to lose her Shibud, the fact that her husband subjugated her, unless you Mamish have Eidus Gamur. You have to have Eidus Gamur, because the Iker here is that she was unfaithful to her husband. She was Moel Mal B'isha. And even if she thinks that it's Mutter, there's a famous Maharik, quoted by the Taz in Yerodei Tzadites, discussed a lot. Marik says that if a woman thinks that it's mutter for her to sleep with another man, for whatever reason, he comes with a lot of svarim and he convinces her, no, this is really mutter. This is really mutter. I can see it happening. She's a tumimistika girl, and you have a guy, maybe he's got a big beard, and he tries to convince her, no, it's really mutter. She thinks that it's mutter for her to be mizana, even though she's married. She still asks her to her husband, because she was moel mal b'isha. She was mizana tachtov. So, if it's Tchilasa Ba'onis V'Sofa Baratzen, she's Mutter. Because Yitzra Al-Bashah, it's not her fault. There's no Mal Babila. She's not doing anything wrong against her husband, because that's the Teva. Teva is that a woman's Nene from Bia. So if she has Anav from the Bia, then in the end, it's not her fault, so she's muteris lebaila, because the tchilas abonis sofer ratzon is mutter, because yitzra albisha, the yitzra overcame her. But pilakshim, there's no shibud, because there's no kedushin. So it's much easier to asser the man to the woman when she's a pilagesh because he has no shibud. When he has a shibud, so then you need eidus gemura to asser them that she was moal mal bebaila, and tchilas abonus besofa baratzon isn't considered mila bebaila. But when she's only a pilagesh, there he's not meshibud to her. So, we're not so mechan her cheskes kashrus that she's such a beseder lady, and maybe she did have ratzon. Maybe she did have ratzon. And if she had ratzon, then she's aser. And that's why David was machmir, because maybe these pilakshim did it per ratzon. By a married woman, you say, no, tchilas abonus, at the beginning, mama, she hated it. And at the end, it really wasn't her fault. But the pilagish has a different mindset, because what she's doing isn't aser. That's a chiddush. So that it's not aser for a pilagish to willingly be with another man. She's mesiachit bebia with one man. Kopanim, it's certainly not as bad as a married woman. A married woman is no way. For a married woman, there's a shibud, you keep her cheskes kashrus, she wouldn't do such a horrible aveira, the husband's meshubut to her, they remain mutter, we say tchilas abonav sofa baratzen, it's not her fault, shalma Yisrael. When it comes to a pilagesh, there's no shibud, the husband is a meshubut to her, so there we can say that maybe there was ratzon, and if there's ratzon, so then... And it's more likely to be ratzon because it's not as usher, certainly as a married woman. So she was moel mal be'isha in her man. She was unfaithful to him. So therefore, she is usher. And that's why David said he's not going to be bo them anymore. These pilakshim, because maybe they did it per ratzon. David, And now we can understand the riddles of Chazal. David said, listen, you had a taiva for something, you had a teavon, you had a desire for something aser. I'm going to give you a teavon for something mutter. And I'm not going to allow you to be with her. So I don't understand. If it's a davar hamutter, then the Yetzer Hara isn't so interested. When does the Yetzer Hara get interested? The Yetzer Hara likes Asurim. Heterim the Yetzer Hara isn't interested in. The Yetzirah isn't interested in Heterim. It's interested in Asurim. So that's not Tshuva Samishko. Is that proper Tshuva? That he asked himself something that's mutter lo. Tshuva Samishko is asking something that's asur to him, not something that's mutter to him. Ulfi ma shekatavti nachon, de bemet haya davar mutar lo al pi din, ki Yetzirah al besha besof habiya, aval mitzad she'en kan shiabud bepilegesh nahag isur. So really, now we're saying a little bit differently. It wasn't that they were asur me'ikar ha-din. Really, it was mutter al-pi-din. Why? Because yetzer al-bashah b'sof habiya. But since there's no shibud b'pilegesh, he was no egi asur. Hagam shemutar, even though it's mutter. And And that's what Rav Sofer wrote. That's what Rav Sofer wrote before. L'chein hechmir David. David was machmir. This was David's chumrah. Aval mitzad she'en kan shiabud b'pilegesh. Since there's no shibud, he was no egisser. Even though it's mutter. Because with Avshalom, it was tchilas abonus v'sof ha'baratz, and it wasn't their fault. Yan she'gadol koch ha'yitzara b'sof ha'biyah. Because the Yitzhar is very strong at the end of the Biyah. B'zeh ramzo ani mitavcha b'davar mutar lecha sh'benidon zeh koch shal yitzara mutar v'haven zeh. So apparently what he's saying is that there is an element here of Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara gets involved at the end of the Biyah. And therefore, he's going to be Paresh, he's going to be no Biyah at all, and therefore he's going to overcome this Yetzer Hara. Even though, the Etzim here, the Biyah is Mutter, because these Pelakshim were raped, and in all likelihood, they're Mutaros to David. Since there's no shibud, since he wants to beat his Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara kicks in at the end, like we see Tchilas Abonus B'Sofa Baratzon, because the Yetzer Hara kicks in at the end, David HaMelech said, alright, I'm going to completely beat the Yetzer Hara at the beginning and at the end. V'ra'iti b'parashat Drachim. Sham Drush Yud Bet Shefli Al Tosfot. So the Parashas Drachim is mafli on Tosfos. Because you see from the Gemara that David HaMelech wasn't knowing an Isser in the Pilegesh because of Isser, but because he wanted to do tshuva. Shelo mitzad shenagu isur bepilagish nishru amanot chayot. Rak mitzad sheratza David lasot tshuva. Tosis wants to bring a raya that if a woman is mizana, if a pilagish is mizana, that she's asur to the man because a man doesn't bring back a pilegesh after znus. And what do we bring a raya from? We bring a raya from David HaMelech. So the Parashas Drachim, which is written by Rabbi Yehuda Rosianis, is the Mishnah HaMelech. So he asks, what's the raya? Look at the Yerushalmi. He says, Eich Ishtamet minayu divra Yerushalmi. I'm wondering about Tosfos. How they forgot a Yerushalmi, chas v'shalom. The Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you know why he didn't take them back? Lakov es yitzro, not because they were aser. He just did it to overcome his yitzer, but they were really mutter. Uledas rabbanan de kesarin. And according to the rabbis of kesarin, they were aser min adin, because klisha neshtamish b'mehed yad aser l'melech. And that doesn't apply in the case of the Pilagish that we're talking about in the Navi. So what Bechlal is the Raya of Tosfos from David HaMelech? David HaMelech, either they were mutter to him according to one opinion Shalom, the other opinion Shalom, they were usher to him, but for a different reason, not because of this nus. That the Machane Chaim answers, "V'nira li the David Tartiasa, Shemeot Aleph, Shemeotah Shaa, Sheba Alav Shalom Pilakshav Lo Ba David Aleihem Duvolotam." First of all, David was never with him again, and number two, he was Megariz Yetzahara. He beautied them up, beautified them, and brought them before him, and then didn't touch them. But what about the first part that he never had beer with them again? So the never having beer with them again was mitzad the minug not to be bo'ol ha'pelegesh. And the part about being megara the Yetzer Hara is for tshuva. But the part about not being bo'el them is because it's not mamish aser. It's not mamish aser to be with her again, but it's not the right thing to do. It wasn't their minig. Their minig was not to take these women back after a pilegish was mezaneh. They don't. That's what Tosa says, that after the pilegish was mezaneh, the minig was not to take them back. So that's why we know that this woman wasn't mamish mezaneh, this pilegish in the Navi, because he wouldn't have taken her back, just like David didn't take these women back. So again, it says that he didn't take them back either because they were mamish aser min adin. Okay, according to that opinion, I get it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that he beautified them and brought them before him, so that was to overcome his yetzer hara, that was his tshuva. But in addition to that, he never had be with them again. And that's because the minhag was not to take back a woman, it was mezaneh. And again, here, he could be machmir and not be with them again, and he could be machmir and say that chilasa ba'onos b'sofo baratzon is aser, or he can say maybe the whole time it was baratzon, because he's not meshubah to her, because they're not married. So that's only David HaMelech, and that's only when we're talking about pilakshim. Nachzol leni don she'elatenu denerali barur be'ezrat Hashem de'davka b'pilegesh mutal l'lefrosh b'shvil la'asot tshuva. A pilegesh, yes. אבל באשתו שמשועבד לה ולא חטא כלל נגדו, רק הוא רוצה לעשות תשובה על חטאות נוריו, אז בזה לא יוכל לגרוע עונתה. כן נראה לפי עניות דעתי. He says, this doesn't work. You can't be גורע her ona. He's married. ומצאתי אחר חידוש סעד גדול בנאותה ביהודה. Or Rechaim b'siman tzadi lamed hei, sof ha-tshuva. Shusadeh l'chol tshuva l'isha sher chata l'Hashem me'od. Dvim ha-chid l'chol shekatuv, ve'ofen onato, eini mesader lo, ki eino rashay l'gzol onat ishto. Listen, tshuva you gotta do, buddy. This was a man who was unfaithful, slept with an eishes ish. Tshuva you have to do, but not to be gorea onas ishto. Ha-mevar she-pshita lo l'noda b'yuda, that even though he's a big Baal Tshuva and he did a huge Aveira, but you're not allowed to be Gorei Onas Ishto. Ve'ala b'dati l'avir ha'ya she'gam da'at ha'tumim came. Because the Tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, explains in the Aris Devash, Gemar and Brochus, that Relezer didn't want to be Makabal Nesius until he asks his wife. V'hu Pela, that's what a Talmud Chacham does. Talmud Chacham goes and asks Tov. Today that wouldn't be a kasha, but back then he's asking the eitz of his wife, am I going to be Nasi B'Yisrael or not? Am I going to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich or not? How do you turn down such a job? It's very simple, because Onas Talmud Chacham is Milel Shabbos to Lel Shabbos, Onas Nasi is Mechodesh L'Chodesh, so you had to ask his wife if she's Mechel on the Ona. So that's the bottom line, that when it comes to a person could do as much tshuva as he wants, we encourage tshuva, but not on yenem's kanta, lo al cheshbon azulat, and that's a good musr for life, that we should always do our own tshuva and our own avodas Hashem, but nobody else should ever have to suffer because we want to be close to the Rabbanu Shalom. That doesn't bring us closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, it does the opposite, so you fulfill your obligations towards others. And in your own personal avodas Hashem is your business between you and Hashem, and that's very, very important. But if you have obligations toward others, they don't have to suffer because of your personal cheshbonos. So that's a yisod gadol, and we learned some lamdis, some halacha, some musar. Got it all. Not all, but some. And it's also good to learn the Tshuvas of the Machane Chaim. Not so many people sit around going through Tshuvas of the Machane Chaim. But I personally have a chiba for this set, so I'm happy whenever we do a tshuva. Thank you so much for listening. There's a lot of a lot of raid about this Yerushalmi. We actually discussed that a lot in the past, and we have more planned for the future, B'li Neder. So hopefully we'll revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.